My special guest today is Professor Nick Talley, who is, of course, our new editor-in-chief. Hello, Nick. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So tell me, why did you decide you wanted to be editor-in-chief of the Medical Journal of Australia?
Well, I felt extremely privileged to be approached. The MJA, in my view, is the most important medical journal in the Southern Hemisphere. It's very important for Australia. And having considered and thought about it after I was approached, I felt this was something that I'd like to do. And I very much hoped I'd be able to contribute positively to the journal's success. I'm also very keen on supporting research in Australia. So, of course, the MJA is a very important conduit for research. But it's not just research. It's about opinions and expressions of views across the spectrum. And the MJA plays a critical role in the health sector in terms of those viewpoints. So very exciting to be here.
It's not the first time you've edited a journal, of course. Can you tell us a little bit about your history in medical publishing?
So I've been very fortunate. Obviously, I've published my own work, or not my own work. My work's been published by many journals. But clearly, I've also had the chance to edit two major journals prior to this. One was the American Journal of Gastroenterology, which is a very important journal in the gastrointestinal space. And indeed, that journal made very positive progress whilst I was editor and continues to make very good progress, actually. And then the next journal was what's called Alimentary Pharmacology and Therapeutics. And again, I did that for about 6 years too. I did both journals for about 6 years. And that journal's also done well. So I'm very proud of that heritage. But the MJA is a very different sort of journal, a very broad general journal. So it has a different set of challenges. That also makes it very exciting to be part of it.
What do you think is the most important thing for the next 6 to 12 months of the journal in terms of re-establishing ourselves?
Well, I think the journal plays such an important role that we need to ensure people are aware that we're very keen for that role to continue and indeed strengthen. So I'll be looking at commissioning more material for the journal, asking very prominent authors who've written pieces in other places or in our own journal to contribute to the journal. I'll certainly be encouraging submissions from right across Australia and internationally. I'm keen to build an international presence, partly because we live in a global village and partly because international research, international opinions influence what happens here at home. And so having that international perspective strongly represented in the journal is, I think, quite important. So that'll be another piece of where we go. I'll be establishing an editorial advisory group, asking the most prominent individuals from around the country and internationally to join that group. And we'll be working hard to make sure the journal is the best possible journal it can be.
How do you see the future of medical journals in general? There's a lot of talk about, fake journals, and there's a lot of talk about open access and moving everything online. What's your view in those sort of terms?
So it's always hard to predict the future. You're often wrong.
Yes.
But I think there is a big change occurring, and we're all facing this. Anyone who edits a journal, anyone who publishes faces this. Open access has some positives and negatives. But clearly, there are issues around open access that are significant barriers there, actually, for authors and others, which remain problematic. So a pure open access approach, I think, is not necessarily going to be the most successful model. A hybrid approach almost certainly will be the sort of model we'll see, and it's the sort of model the MJA has moved towards very much. A model where some of it's online, some of it's obviously in print, and indeed, even if it all ends up online, I think different to the fully open access online model, which I just mentioned. Mm. I think the old print-only journal, that's not going to be a journal of the future, and already most journals are not that way. I think we're still working through with the team on exactly what we want to do, and obviously we want to make the best possible decisions for the readers and for the authors, so we'll work hard, and we'll certainly be looking for feedback from everybody. So if Right. you have comments about us, please let us know. We want to hear from you if there are issues that you feel we should hear about. But we'd like to make sure you can find the content easily in the print version. So we're thinking about sectioning the journal a little bit more clearly so that you can find that content. We're strongly considering the idea of having the research articles in a longer format going forward. about including some letters to the editor actually in the print version and online, of course. Yeah. So, because authors actually want this, and we think that's quite important. Having a different format for case reports from the current format for various reasons, continuing to accept very interesting cases but in a different way. These are some of the changes we're considering, but again, we'll be guided by what's in the best interests of the health profession, best interests of the community for all these sorts of decisions.
Sounds exciting.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.